Han and Leia did not speak during their quick march back to the Millennium Falcon. In fact, they did not speak until they had landed the transport in the hangar bay at the Jedi Temple and had themselves gone through the similarly strenuous security check there. Only then, sure that they were not carrying new transmitters, did they convene with the Masters to report and told their story. Han, no stranger to being accused of crimes against the government, sometimes rightly so, was not furious, just curious.
"We know Sahar didn't poison anyone. So who did poison Jaxton and Lesserson? And why them but not Wynn Dorvan or the others?"
Corrin shook his head.
"Find the motive, means, and opportunity, and you find the criminal. Head of State Fell, for instance, might have a motive to do in Lesserson, as there's some talk that Lesserson could have been behind the assassination attempt made against him."
He cocked a brow at Han and Leia.
"Which makes you two suspects as well, since you were endangered by that attack. You, like Fell, have access to associates with considerable skill and perhaps poisons.
Means.
And you, like Fell, have been visitors to the Senate building recently. Opportunity."
Leia offered Corrin an "oh no, you don't" smirk.
"But officer, we have no motive to harm Jaxton."
"Correct. Lesserson and Jaxton. Find the connection, find the motive. And then why the entire Senate chamber? One general, one Moff, and a lot of senators."
Corrin shrugged. Master Silgall heaved a rumbling sigh.
I wish they had mentioned the name of the poison. I could then tell you about its availability, characteristics. Will they give up that information?"
Leia shook her head.
"Probably not. Dalla only gave up as much information as she did in order to shake us, gauge our reactions, and embarrass her security detail for their failure. If we start making inquiries of her office, she'll seal up tight."
Corrin looked thoughtful.
"Backdoor the query. Ask Wynn Dorvan, or perhaps persuade Head of State Fell to ask Moff Lesserson."
"Is Jedi Dorvald back?"
Sava 17 asked.
"Back and safe and here at the temple. Since she's already wanted as one of the pilots who left with the stealth X-Wing, we made sure that her return to the temple was by inconspicuous routes. And we'll get word to the Dust Dancer just as sneakily."
Han leaned back and stretched his long legs out under the table.
"There's one good thing about her being suspected of attempted murder."
Silgall gave him a disapproving eye.
"Murder charges are not good subjects for jokes."
"I'm not joking. They think Sahar's motive was an attempted poisoning. Or hundreds. This means they're not looking for Kip or Octa."
Silgall considered, then nodded.
"You're right. That is a good thing. And not a joke."
"See, if I were telling a joke, it would start out, 2 Mon Calamari and a Quarren swim into a cantina."
Sava offered a hiss of displeasure, interrupting.
This one dislikes the fact that there are unknown forces moving around us. This plan is dangerous enough. We must be even more cautious. Make sure the message gets to everyone who needs to know."
The others nodded.
"Let us return to our duties. Jedi Solo, this one has a special task for you. For your special diplomatic skills."
"What's that?"
"This one wants you to persuade Sahar to turn herself in for arrest, trial, and possible execution."
In the Senate building, the meeting was now finishing, with only Dalla, Wynn, and Admiral Porova still present. The Admiral made her final statement as she rose.
"I'll have the first team in place in 5 minutes, Chief Dalla."
Dalla nodded.
"Be prepared for some resentment from security. Those who have failed always resent those who haven't. I'm used to it. And allow me to say, I'm proud. We're proud to offer you our service, you personally. Thank you, Admiral. And well done."